Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. As with most dysfunctional behavior, there's a payoff. Here are two things that being busy gives us: kudos and an excuse. Let's drill down. We talked about this in the post. Being busy gives the illusion that we are serious about making our dream a reality. We get props and kudos from our clients while writing that book, building that website. We ask for advice, we get oohs and ahs, and nothing else. Well, we don't get a check. Isn't that ironic? The very people who gives us the attaboys or the pat on the back saying, what a great job, are not the ones who buy what we promote. So we get to hang out and fool ourselves into thinking we're doing great, that the money will be just around the corner, because after all, we're so busy. The other reason why folks just want to get out there is because we now have a built-in excuse that is so useful in so many ways. Think about it. We don't have to bring in clients right away because we're writing a book. I mean, how can anyone expect you to work while writing a book or building a website? It keeps our business partners, our spouse, our family off our back, doesn't it? We don't look like a slacker to our friends and family. And let's go to the dark side. Guess what we can say if buyers don't come running after all this? The reason why we didn't get the sales isn't because we didn't try. Hey, we were busy. Instead, it's because of some mysterious reason outside of ourselves, isn't it? It was a tough market, a bad economy. Our technology wasn't working. Anything but us not looking at strategy. Because after all, we were busy. The biggest myth about running our own business is that we get paid. Folks, we work for free until someone buys what we're offering. So let's stop and ask ourselves, are we busy doing the right thing? And if not, let's stop and get strategic. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.